chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat. Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, you guys. I'm excited. Why? Because today is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, and I am so full of joy because today is Wednesday, and I get to spend time with you, so that's the best thing ever. So I don't want to hold up the show. You know we got Shantae Moore joining us today. Yay! Oh, yes, recording artist, actress, television personality, songwriter, Shantae Moore is with us today. And you know my girl, Tina T, giving us the Trinity. And what she say? Yeah, I got to get better with that. But anyway, you got the picture. What she say? She's bringing us all of that. What is trending today? Oh my goodness, we're going to hear all about it. What is not trending? We're going to be talking about what's going on in Africa. We're going to be talking about what's going on in our nation. There's stuff going on everywhere. So we're going to get to talking about all of that. And so I don't want you to miss any of that. So listen, let's go ahead and get into the weather. Because once we get into the weather, we can go right into ministerial moment. And I don't want a moment to be missed of that either. Okay, you guys. So the weather today is 66 and hazy in DC. So it's kind of moist, very moist out here. Our high is going to be 77 today. So just be aware of the moisture that's going on. And London, you are showers right now at 61 degrees. You got showers all evening long until about 10 p.m. your time. 48 degrees is what you're waking up to. Still showers in your midst. 63 degrees right now in LA. Hazy there as well. 75 degrees is your high today. Let's see. In Miami, you're 77 degrees. Thunder showers coming all afternoon, all evening until tomorrow. Your high is 79 degrees. Australia, you are 73 degrees right now. You're waking up to 62 degrees. You got some winds coming, but your high tomorrow is going to be 96 degrees. So be on the watch and ready for that. And Kenya, 90 degrees right now. You're waking up to 70 degrees tomorrow, partly sunny as well. Your high is going to be 89 degrees. Let's see. Puerto Rico, you are 79 degrees right now. That's your high. You got sunshine all this day. Partly cloudy, just a little bit. 66, you're waking up to tomorrow. And your high is going to be 80 degrees. For it to go 66 degrees, you're cloudy, windy right now. Your high is at 66. You're waking up to 51 degrees. Your high tomorrow, 60 degrees, partly cloudy. So, you guys, I don't care what it is going on around you. I don't care what's going on in you. And I don't care what's going on about you. Guess what? God is still in control and he has the final say. All he wants is for you to surrender. Yes, that's right. Let go and trust God. He is there for you. He is willing. He is able and he wants to. That's the best thing about it. Some people don't want to do anything with you, but God desperately wants to do something for you. He wants to love you. He wants to protect you. He is able and he is willing and he wants to. Okay, I just want you to be blessed by that. Okay, God wants you so much that he gave up his only begotten son. He wants you so bad. All right, I love you so much. All right, you guys, that was the weather. We're going to take a sponsorship break and then we're going to go right into ministerial moment.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Well, we are back with ministerial moment. Okay, I need to just share this with you guys because this was just something that I think is going to help you because it definitely helped me. So I was in prayer, well, not really in prayer yesterday, but just, I mean, that's what I do all day. I mean, it's full time for me. But I was, thank you, God, for the ability to be able to do that. So I just want to say that. But I just wanted to say that I was just wondering, like, so many people, like, through the years, God was just showing me how, you could support people and people don't support you. And I think from my childhood, it was just one of those things that, you just always wanted to be affirmed or just, in your household. And because you don't get it from in your household, then you start looking for it outside of the household. And so even though as I gotten older, I kind of realized that, you kind of you're on your own. I mean, so to speak, it's you shouldn't do anything to look for any outside pats on the back and things like that. And so as I got closer to God, I realized that that was something that I had to die of the flesh. And I want to tell people about that. It's not easy because it could be the road could be very lonely. When you write a book or when you do something that God has anointed you to do and has predestined for you to do and is telling you to do it, I want you to be encouraged that that God may not have told you to do it for the reasons you think. Like say for instance, with like okay, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Okay, so basically, if you are doing something for God, right? You're doing it unto Him. Okay, because like say for instance, a book you write, right, and it gets published. We may assume it's for the masses. Oh, it's for everybody, and books are gonna sell, and this and that, this and that. How about that God can actually use you to write a book to get to the editor? You see what I'm saying? Like, what if it's just for if it's for one soul? I remember when I started preaching, and I, we started a church. Me and the lady, my it was two by two. You know how God does it in the Bible: two by sends them out, two by two. And so my partner was a friend of mine who ended up being my armor bearer. And so and she was great help and assistance starting Gospel Truth Ministries. And I remember when it was a time that we had a Bible study, and I think it was bad weather or people was not feeling good or whatever. And I went downstairs, I mean, because it started in the house. I went downstairs and I started teaching by myself. I just taught, and it was like nobody there. And I was just teaching like it was a room full of people. And I was doing it unto God. And do you know, because I took that step, people started coming. Like when there was nobody gonna show up, literally, I'm getting phone calls saying I can't show up, I'm not feeling good, I'm gonna miss it today. And then all of a sudden, those same people that said they couldn't come or wasn't coming ended up coming to the door, coming in for the service. And I've had many times like that. I remember when we had a church building and at Gospel Truth Ministries, and I remember that we were actually, having service. I think it was bad weather, something, same scenario. It was at that time of elevation and increase. God had got us a building and things like that. And I same thing. I started preaching to the empty chairs. I mean, I didn't think nobody was gonna come, and then all of a sudden, people started coming. New people started coming. Some of the members started coming, and I mean, we had a great worship time in the Lord. And I just believe that if we just get in our minds that we're doing things unto the Lord. It's not a worldly thing. It's not that we're trying to network and try to, build an empire and all that stuff, but we're doing it unto the Lord. Let me tell you something about how God is so awesome. God is so awesome that when you're doing something for Him, you'll do things that you never thought that you would be doing. He'll introduce you to people that you never thought that you would be meeting. He'll have you saying and speaking on platforms you never thought that you would be saying or speaking, teaching people that you never thought of yourself even as a teacher. He'll even have you expanded so that you'll be in other countries like myself. I never thought that I would have churches in Pakistan and connecting with people in Lebanon and all of these wonderful places. I mean, God is really, really moving, you guys. And I mean, I heard Him say when I wrote the book, I wrote it as a devotional, this is going to be a book. And I just thought, okay, it's gonna be a book. And I just, I sat on it for a minute. I introduced it to a couple of people. My assistant at the time, she sent it to Charisma. Charisma loved it. They picked it up. And now I'm on my second published book with them, podcast and writing devotionals in their magazines. I mean, who would have thought that just that one step of writing it, not even knowing how to get it published, not even knowing when. I just put a pen in it. I did what he told me to do. I wrote the it was a devotional. It was something for me like a journal every day. Born into sin, transformed into destiny. And that's what I did. Every day for 6 months, I wrote a page or a chapter or a paragraph, however I was led to write it. I didn't do any editing. I mean, on the spot I did, but I didn't do any putting it in paragraphs. I didn't do any titles of the chapters. I didn't do any of that. I just wrote it every day as the Holy Spirit led me. And bam, that one thing of obedience and waiting, not trying to push it, but waiting on God. I got in the door that was open to me. God bless Charisma. I love them. Dr. Green, I love them all. I love them. And so the doors just started opening. It's just been a blessing. But even if it's for the editor, or even if it's for the executive publisher, or even if it's just for 100 people, you know, what's next, God? You know, I did what you told me to do, and look for other opportunities. Sometimes we focus too much on pushing something when God has another task for us to do. Because believe and trust me, he can get it out there. He told you to do it. He can move it. Okay. Just like he did with Moses. He told him to do it, and he moved through Moses. Moses did what he told him to do, and he moved through Moses. We have to learn how to do what he tells us to do and let him move, and not sit and, because we might be wasting time on the next thing, or we might be wasting time focusing, distracted on something else instead of focusing on him. One thing I know for sure is that everybody is not meant to celebrate you. Everybody's not meant to praise you. So don't look for that from people. Yes, you might have sown into somebody else. That's something that God put on your heart, or maybe it was you. Maybe you're looking for something for something. Maybe you're looking for something out of something you're doing. Maybe that's not the answer for you. Maybe you just be led by the Holy Spirit. Seek God every day. Build your faith up by reading the word of God, hearing the word of God, move by his Spirit. And I promise you, you will reap blessings. You will reap a harvest of fruit. I promise you. And not only that, there are people listening. There is a sound that you have that people need to hear. Okay. So it's not even, you don't even know where it is. I didn't know it was going to be in Pakistan. I didn't know that I was going to be a part of a worldwide radio station, BBS radio. I didn't know that I was going to be a part of a worldwide, publishing company. I had no idea that that was going to be happening. When God said to the nations, he can do it however he wants to do it, when he wants to do it. Now, when my feet touch land in other countries, that'll be a blessing. That'll be a time of celebration. But I know for a fact that when God says to the nations, to the masses, he could do it however he wants. And that's what I've seen him do through BBS Radio and through Charisma. And just, I'm just a vessel. It just took one book. And even with the show, I didn't have a dime. He said, I didn't even have a concept. I didn't have nothing. He said, I want you to start a radio show. Call it Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. He led me to look for Google. I Googled and I saw these different radio connections and stations or whatever. And BBS Radio stood out to me. It was just something that just, it glowed to me. And I've been with them now for 5 years. I can't tell you, but that one step of obedience and just focusing on God, he can move mountains and open doors for you. And he will, because his word will return not void. And he gave you a sound. He's speaking through you. So whatever you wrote, whatever you're speaking, whatever you're singing, it is his sound that he placed in you. And there is a multitude of people that need to hear that. It's a multiple amount of people that will be stirred up in their spirit by that. It is a multitude of people that will be drawn to God by your love. light. So I want you to just surrender everything and all that networking and antsiness that goes on in social media. Yes, the devil's work. He want to draw you to get all discombobulated and stressed out and why I'm not moving and why I ain't doing this and who ain't supporting me and why they didn't like this and why they didn't like that. All of that stuff is irrelevant. It's what it is, what is pleasing to the Father. That's your goal. Please him. He's the only one that can take it. And he can give it. He can give it and he can take it. That's the only person that you need to be concerned about. Let your steps be ordered by the Lord and let him fill you up with living water that will flow out of you so it can bless the multitudes of people. Okay? I love you so much. This has been Ministerial Moment. We're going to take a break and then we're going to be back with Shante Moore. Shante Moore. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
You're going to love how we do it. It's so, just say anything, but at the very end, say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right, let's do it now. Okay, let's do it again. As soon as I say the word now, we're a go. Now. Would you like to do it again?
Just let me know when you want me to say it.
Okay.
Okay, I was waiting for you to say go. Okay, I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, no, I can use the word go. Hey, let me use the word go.
Whatever. Okay, you're going to say go.
Okay, we're going to do it on go.
Hey, this is your girl, Shante Moore, and you're listening to my girl, Dr. Gina's Radio Music Chat.
Yeah. All right, now do it with less enthusiasm. Go. Go.
Go.
Go. Yeah, that's different. Okay, we can put that in.
This is the last time, Shante. Let's do it. We're going to nail this down.
Yeah, let's.
You're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do it right on go.
Hey, this is your girl, Shante Moore, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, so now without further ado, we do have joining us right now, Shante Moore. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gina, for having me today. I appreciate you so much.
Well, girl, we know everything. I mean, you are so transparent and so amazing. We love you. You're beautiful. You can sing. And one woman that cannot relate to you at all. You're just so transparent. So I wanted to start this off because everybody, you know, people think that they may know you, but they really don't know you, but they want to know you and they want to know what's been going on. So we're going to keep it short and simple for a lot of people that may be going through stuff right now during this pandemic. And they feel like they're going through stuff, but they really don't know how to express it or don't want to express it because, you know, they might be embarrassed or it's not what it used to be. And I'm just saying from a transparent point of view, I seem to think that God gives people the grace to be transparent because everybody just can't do it. Mm-hmm. Can you help somebody understand? Yeah. Can you help somebody understand your point of view of this gift? You, I believe that God, you know, gave you to be so transparent and relatable.
Well, I think the first thing is to be honest with yourself and to come to terms with whatever it is you feel like you have to hide or conceal or that you don't feel comfortable sharing. Come to terms with it. Figure it out for yourself. And with anything I've been through that I'm like, okay, I get it. I get that this was my choice over here. And that was maybe a bad choice over there. And this was not something that I asked for, but it happened to me. And so those certain things you have to own, certain things you have to let go of, but there, it's a process of being able to be brave enough to say what it is you are or have been through. Anything I've been through, I try to look at it as lessons learned and then lessons for other people to learn and glean from. It's part of my DNA, though. It really is part of what I think God has given me to be a help to somebody else, because there were times where I did struggle and wonder, why in the world would God let me go through this? It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that, Lord? Why would that happen? Why would that happen to me? Why would my parents think that was okay? Or why did I choose that for myself? Wasn't I brave enough to just say no?
Yes.
And working through all of those things helps me be transparent now because I own it. Whatever it is I've been through, I own it. That was my mistake, okay? That was just a dumb choice. Okay, I say yes when I meant no. I should have said yes. My bad. Take it and own it. A lot of times we're not as many victims as we feel like we are. Sometimes there's something that we do that we say, okay, I'll put up with it. That's who I am. I should say I'm not that anymore. Or I feel like I've said, okay, I can take the hit because I'm strong. So I say yes to something that in my gut, I say no, I really don't want to do this, but I'll do this because I want you to be happy. And then I've been unhappy. So making choices to change your tomorrows is what it's about at this point. If you don't want to be the person that you look back and you can't open up and say, this is who I am, then change who you am into who you want to be. And then you can be braver. And then you can be more bold and you can stand a little stronger and a little more proud of yourself. Because I think that it's the blame and the shame that we hide, not necessarily the story, you know?
And it really keeps us bound when we do the blaming. We're shifting all of that. Mm-hmm. And I always say that the healing actually starts when you do take ownership. There's something about that, just taking ownership of it. It's not that you're grabbing it and holding on to it and just never letting it go. It's actually letting go when you take ownership of it. It's such the opposite. But I love when God says, our ways are not his ways and our thoughts are not our thoughts, his thoughts. So whenever we try something opposite of what we normally would do, normally that's our breakthrough moment.
And then if we are believers, that's the game changer right there. Because if we know
that all things work together for
our good.
You know, I wrote in my book, the first one, when I talked about how I went through so many things. At first, it was a growing up thing. It was hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I don't know what happened. One second.
I'm here.
Okay. At first, it was like not knowing. It was as if I would blame like my family, you know, my mom, you know, well, this was the decision. Yeah. But at some point, I made those decisions. I made my own choices that got me in the hole. You know what I'm saying?
I
could have said no in certain things. Yeah.
But I think if we know that even if things happen and we were children where we didn't have control, or if we were young people and were deceived or manipulated, those things even can work together for our good. I was in a situation where I was dating someone and they wanted to have sex and I didn't. And it was my boyfriend, but I didn't want to do it. And I said no, he said yes, and it was so much coercion that I never got it as that was rape. I just thought, well, I put myself in a bad situation, or we were so close and I guess he thought it belonged to him, or whatever the case was. And when I really got to the point that, okay, these are the lines, this shouldn't have been crossed, then I had to deal with, why did this happen? But there are so many young ladies who are younger women who are with children. They've had children at 14, 15, 16 years old. That could have been me. And so because of that, my relatability to a young girl who is that age, who goes through self-esteem issues, who goes through, I want a boyfriend right now because that's what everybody else has, or I want to have sex, or I want to have this or that, whatever it is, in those kind of avenues, God has put me in a place where I see them. I see them differently than I would
yes.
if I had not gone through what I went through. So because of that, the experience, it helps me to relate and empathize and not just sympathize with someone. There's a difference when someone
yes.
goes, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you. But if you go, you know what, girl, I've been there. And that could have been exactly my situation. But let me tell you what God can do with that. If he can use me,
Come on.
If he can change me, he can change you. And that's what it's all about, is giving people tools to move forward, because that's what we all trying to do. We're not, nobody's arrived yet. I'm still learning. Shoot. I'm still getting things from my spiritual mom. I'm still getting things from my life, from my children, from my experiences, from day-to-day living.
Yes.
So keep learning. Don't be in a place where you're like, oh, I should have been here. No, you're here. Now what? Now what? What's next? What are you going to do about here?
I'm telling you, that's some good stuff, you guys. This is going to help us all. If we just have the same mind, set, it will help us all. And I know it's not easy for a lot of people. You know, everybody's mm-hmm. grown up differently, and God knows
yeah.
exactly where you are. But there is somebody
yep.
that God has ordained that can speak life into mm-hmm. your situation, speak life into
yeah.
your destiny, speak life into your identity, your original identity, not what we went through,
mm-hmm.
not what happened to us, but our original identity before all of that stuff happened. That's where God wants
mm-hmm.
to rebirth mm-hmm. you and have you born again into. And so,
well, I think one thing you said was interesting is there's someone that might. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were just saying something about someone speaking into your life, and I really think sometimes we look for other people to rescue us. And I really
yeah.
think it's what this quarantine time has done is help me to be more self-reliant and become more independent and not look outward for answers. Look inward. God is alive. He's not
yeah.
just alive at your church. He's not just alive through your friends and through family. He is alive and well and waiting for you. He said, if you knock, if you ask, if you seek me, you'll find me. So I believe
yeah.
that sometimes we look for other people to come and rescue, and he's here waiting for you to say, Lord, what do I do? Where are you here? Speak to me. Speak to my heart. Or just start talking to him.
Yeah.
He has answers. He has the best answers, because they're always the right answers. And he has a peace that he can give you that nobody else can. So I would say, first, stop looking outward. Take some time and be
yeah,
quiet
look
God.
At him.
And start look in and at him, because what you need to complete you is not in somebody else all the time. It really is you planting that seed and saying, Lord, I surrender. You can't go everywhere and be like, where is the person, Lord? Where is he? Where is she? Where are they? He's like, wait a minute. Seek ye
yeah.
first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all of these things you really want, all of them will be added,
onto you.
So
exactly.
Seek him for the answers. Yeah, seek him for a friend. Just say, Lord, send the right person in my life.
I agree with that 100%, because everybody falls short of God's glory, and you don't
mm-hmm.
know where another person is.
Mm-hmm.
And during this pandemic, everybody's under fire and trying to, you know, figure
yeah.
out who they are and what they're supposed to do and things like that. But God will confirm
mm-hmm.
his word over you. You're not going to always hear, you know, a negative thing about you, that you can't do this or be that, or you're not going to have this.
Mm-hmm.
God does have, you know, his angels around you. The blood of Jesus covers you. You have more for you than there is against you, like the word says.
No,
and just like she
it.
Said,
mm-hmm.
I think we've exhausted
dependency. Mm-hmm. I think we've exhausted dependency on man and not on God.
Yep.
And so we fall short, and then we get mad at God and run from God and still going in that circle of people, people, places, and things instead of just surrendering, like you said, to him. I do believe that if you go to him, like the word says, like you said, Shante, seek ye the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, being right standing with him, and all things will be added unto you. So he'll give you everything you need. I know as a single mom, and just raising my son, I would go to him and I would seek him and he would give me a word. And then he would always confirm his word somehow. If it was some kind of message or whatever, just to confirm it, he will. But look for these things, like you said, Shante, from God. He will fill you up with everything you need. Now, with that being said, talking about the pandemic, because now we are sisters and brothers now, right now, because we connecting with her, right, y'all? Okay. So we're getting you ready to go out and do this show on October the 24th and in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So listen, how does that feel? Are you excited about getting out and seeing the people face to face?
I am so excited about that. It's such an odd emotion. I don't know what to expect. So I'm open and I'm excited about the experience itself because it's going to be different. But I have no idea how different it's going to feel. I just hope people come with the energy and the excitement that this is a change, but it's a good thing because we're adjusting and morphing and figuring out where, finding new legs underneath us because this is all new. So I'm really excited to see how it's going to go and how people are going to respond and how we deal with each other. But I'm going to bring Shante Moore, the singer, on that stage, and I'm going to do everything I can to entertain and to have fun and interact as much as possible, as close as I can get to you. I'm going to get to you. But I don't want to do anything to make anyone uncomfortable, but I want to be able to see your faces and, and I just hope that we come with the right, with not fear. That's my point, is that there won't be any fear. Relax and, come prepared, bring your mask, wear a hat if you need to, wear your gloves, long sleeve shirt, whatever it is that's going to make you comfortable, come. But make sure you take care of yourself, and no one wants to get anybody sick. So, be careful and be conscious of other people. And when we do that, I think we're going to be okay.
Hey, now, you heard it from her now. Now, let me tell you what you got to do. This is Saturday, October the 24th. This is Shante Moore Live, y'all, A Night in Black. So get your gear together. Make your shoes, get your shoes popping. You can still be cute and slick. And guys, you can show, bring your handsome on. A Night in Black, y'all. The night is in black, okay? Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $35. That is a dime in a bucket. But, this is a night to remember in black with Shante Moore. So $35 is the ticket price. VIP tables are available. So you can go ahead and call and see about that. Get your order in now. Chattanooga Convention Center is at the Chattanooga Convention Trade Center, okay? One Charter, Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's where you need to be, all right? That's on the 24th at 6 p.m. I'm going to tell y'all 6 p.m. because I don't want y'all coming there late and disturbing Shante Moore while she's doing her thing, okay? You guys got to be on time.
I will call you out.
Ready to party.
I won't.
What you say? So
you're
gonna call
them
out.
But I will call you out. Like, hey, what you doing? It's 7.
This is an intimate setting. This is a night to remember. A night in black, you guys. Listen, bring that date. Bring that date night thing. That loving. That getting close. Maybe y'all might want to get up and dance or whatever. I don't know how it's gonna be. Shante say she don't either. But just be ready. That's all you gotta do is be ready.
Be ready. I'm gonna be singing. That's what I know. We're going to be singing and dancing in our places, wherever we can be, we're going to be. And it's going to be fun. That's what it's about. It's just celebrating life and that we're still here. That no matter what happens, we are resilient people. And I'm going to keep standing. We're going to keep growing and keep pressing and seeing how much we can do without being in danger of anything. We have to learn how to conquer this thing. And we can't be victims.
Come on. When the blood of Jesus, honey, that's all we prevail over that. Remember, the blood was over the door when the Israelites You know, come watch on now. Jesus still the same. The blood still works.
Honey, Jesus is walking and moving and breathing right in here. That's right.
Come on now. And so, you guys, listen, I wish I could be there. If they had so what you're going to have to do is when you get there on the 24th and you're going to be on time, you're going to get yourself situated. Your phones need to be charged up because I want to see some clips and all of that stuff. I don't know if they can allow that, but if just in case they do, I want people to see the clips because when she go to the next stop, they're going to know what they get and they're going to come and they're going to see her live again wherever else she got booked up. You got any other shows coming up that you want to tell them about or anything that you want the audience to know? We got over a million listeners worldwide, Shante.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, every Sunday from 3 to 4, I do a show on Instagram and Facebook Live every Sunday. And I sing other people's songs. I sing my songs. I talk about things. There's a lot that's going on there. I also have a Patreon page where you can join at $7 a month, and you get the inside scoop on just whatever comes to my mind, whatever it is, of beauty secrets to personal things to whatever. Try to really make it worth their while. I just started that. There's another show that is going to be on the 31st in Hoover, Alabama at the Hoover. It's the Hoover something. It's in Hoover, Alabama. Y'all check it out. I forgot where it's at.
Okay, Hoover, Alabama.
Yeah, I think
you were gonna say you think it's at the what in Hoover, Alabama?
No, I can look it up right now and find out exactly what it's called.
Okay, Hoover. So go ahead while you're doing that because then after you do that, then you gotta tell everybody where your social media hooks and stuff are so they can follow you. But I just wanna repeat this again one more time, y'all. October 24th, Shante Moore, live, A Night in Black, doors open again at 6 p.m., starts at 7 p.m., she says she's going to call you out, you heard her say it, if you didn't hear her say it, I'm telling you that's what she said.
Don't make me call you out.
She's going to call you out, okay, and tickets, $35, VIP tables are available. Chattanooga Convention Trade Center. You need to be there. The 24th. On time. Okay. Now, where is...
On time, on 24th. And the 31st at the Hoover Complex. It's the Hoover Met Complex in Hoover, Alabama. And the door... And it's a drive-in. This particular one is a drive-in.
Ooh.
And the gates are at 6 o'clock, I think. And the doors are... And the show starts at... Nope, gates are at 5 o'clock, and the gates and the show starts at 6:30. So that's going to be fun. It's drive-in. I don't know if they'll sit on their roof or sit inside, and the sound system will hit them. I don't know how it works, but that's what's happening on the 31st.
Be popping up.
I love it.
Girl,
you're
about to have so much fun, Shante. I just feel it. I feel like you're just in a place right now that God is getting ready to do something spectacular, and I'm not just saying that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's a pandemic, and you know, people know when I say something, I don't say it loosely, but I just really feel like God is getting ready to show you something so mighty about him in this season right now. I just do. I feel it. I got my hairs are standing up. The Holy Spirit is moving. I just feel like God is getting ready to show you something spiritually, more of him. You've been asking for more of him, and he's getting ready to just enlighten those areas that you've been questioning for a long time, and just those areas you've been just trying to find more of him in. Like, I just want more of you here. I just want more of you here. And I just feel like he's getting ready to overflow you something. I mean, girl, like a glow is getting ready to be on you, like his anointed glow. Oh, my God. And I just feel like you're getting ready to go in a season of nothing but laughter and joy. Like, I just see you laughing, and joy, like, doing stuff that you've never done before, planning trips, going places. Like, I don't know. I just see a newfound freedom on you, like something just spectacular. God is getting ready to just, I just feel it.
I agree, and I confirm you, and I have butterflies in my stomach, honestly, when I think about what I don't even know is coming. And I do believe it has been a time of preparation, and I'm trying to do my level best to be prepared for whatever it is, whatever doors it opens. And I know that this has been an interesting time. I haven't worked and been out there in the world since March. So the Lord has sustained me, and then these doors now are opening up, and there's a new wave. And I believe that there
is
so much that God has prepared me.
It is. You just said it. Chantel, you just said a wave. I was getting ready to say, I see you on a wave, like a surfboard, and just I just heard, enjoy the ride. And then you said wave. I promise you, I saw you on a surfboard on a wave, and I just, you just hee-hee-ha-ha on the surfboard, enjoying the ride. I literally know that in the spirit when you just said that. So you're, that's confirmation. That's definitely the way God is going to present this. You're just going to be gone, girl, and just enjoying it. It's effortless. He's bringing it all to you, and you're just on the ride. I love it. Praise God. Tell everybody where they can
thank
follow
you so much. They can follow me. I'm all listening to you. I'm going, where they follow me with? Oh, Instagram. Instagram, I am Chante Moore, Chantemoore. On Facebook, it's Chante Moore Fan. There is another one that's a smaller one that's just Chante Moore. It isn't, you know, as active as the other one. So go to Chante Moore Fans. That's where you'll see me live from 3 to 4 and my posts and things like that. But Instagram is at I am Chante Moore. Twitter is Chante Moore as well. So that's where I am. That's what I'm doing. And this has been a wonderful time. I know it's been hard for everybody, but keep your expectations up. Keep your creativity up. Do the things you dream. Plan for your tomorrow. It's not too late. It's not too late. We're still here. We're still in the middle of things. Vote. Get out there and vote for who it is you want to be in control of your government. It doesn't necessarily change our lives from day to day in ways that we can always feel, but it can change the lives of our grandchildren and our children's children. So please get out there and do your best. People have died and shed their blood for us to be able to get up and vote. So take your liberty and vote.
Come on now. There you go. I love you, Chante Moore. I'm so glad we
got to meet.
You're welcome anytime. I don't care if you want to talk about products. I don't care. I don't care if you're a new artist or painting portraits. I don't care what you're doing. I know that God is in it, and I want everybody to know about it. So you're always welcome back on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Shout out to Cynthia and Elise Murray. You guys make sure whatever she needs, and she needs Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, y'all hook it up. Thank you so much, Chante Moore.
Thank you for having me here. Oh, one thing I forgot to say was also there are called Chantegrams. And that's the way that I've tried to stay connected. I have stayed connected with my audience. And if you guys want to, you can look it up. It's Chantegrams on Instagram and also on the my information page on Facebook as well. But it's where you can do one-on-one meet and greets. You can do a group meet and greets. You pay a small fee and you can sit like a FaceTime with me. And we have those connections so that we can stay connected. I don't want to stay too far away from the fans. And it's for a limited time. I don't know how long I'll be doing those kind of things. But, you know, you can do a birthday wish or condolences or whatever it is. So just if you want to do that, call Chantegram. So check it out on Instagram. It's on the bio up there. So just check it out if you want it.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. Oh, man. Yeah. Y'all go check that out. Cool. All right. This has been, girl, you got to come back another
Thank
time.
Thank you. You're amazing.
I don't care what else you got going on. Just tell us about it, and we're going to support it. Yeah, we gotta.
Well,
do
I'm gonna fuss at you
other.
For not being there on Saturday. I'm gonna fuss at you a little bit when we hang this call up over the interview. I'm gonna fuss at you and ask you why you ain't gonna be there in Chattanooga. But we'll talk about it later. I'll see if I thank you or not.
Well, listen, that means that all of y'all need to be there. Everybody need to double up in my absence. Okay, everybody need to double up.
And your absence, that's right.
Get your tickets in my absence, that's right. So we need to multiply and double up and quadruple up, all of that. Get your whole family, your whole household, get a ticket. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm not going to be there. Represent y'all.
But
Dr.
I do want
to
meet you, too.
And Dr. Radio Chat at Chattanooga. Right. Y'all got to go. Get your tickets October 24th. Chante Moore.
October
all right,
24th.
You guys. Thank you so much, Chante. We love
Thank
you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time and your effort and your energy and your words. I take that. Right to my heart. I promise.
Girl, hold on to that. Okay. All right. We love you so much. Anytime.
Thank you.
All right.
All righty.
All right. Gina G with the Trinity, with Gina G with the Trinity. I say what you say, she got the Trinity. I say what you say, she got the Trinity. Jack Trinity for you and me. Gina G, place to be, right here.
Right.
Lord Jesus. I almost didn't laugh. It almost went through everything until you got to Lord, first of all, I want to say that interview with Shantae Moore was so, I mean, she dropped some gems. Both of you actually dropped some really, really great gems. Shantae Moore is somebody that we've watched forever, you know?
Yeah.
Moore and just change. And then you spoke of water. Let me tell you, that interview was just, it was off the chain. I was hoping that she gave us a little melody, but I guess we're going to save that. October 24. Okay, let me get started. Okay. Now, I just want you guys to know, voting is very important. Everybody has been speaking about voting. This 94-year-old woman traveled more than 300 miles, okay? Well, actually 600 because it was each way, so that she could vote. Her name is Mildred Madison. She didn't receive her absentee ballot. So her son drove her over 600 miles. Now, this is round trip to go vote in person in Detroit. Because, you know, that's your hometown, honey. Now, Detroit was up there tripping. But guess what? My girl got in her car with her son and drove her. So can you imagine how important? This is what I want people to understand. Vote is important. I don't care who you're voting for. But it's important to exercise your right, like Shantae Moore was saying. And it's got to be so important that somebody 94 years old, you guys, would get in their car and drive 600 miles to go and vote. So you guys make sure you do your due diligence and vote. Compton, California, y'all, city of Compton, is guaranteeing income for 800 residents for 2 years. Come on now, wow. Compton. Y'all better go on. They are launching a pilot program which is going to guarantee cash payments to 800 low-income residents, no strings attached. The program is going to be launched later this year. Well, they say later this year, but, I mean, it's already pretty late in the year. But anyway, I think it is great. I know that there is more than 800 people in Compton. But, you guys, this is a start now. We can't let something happen and then, you know, when it happens, oh, that ain't enough. It's going to be enough for those 800 people that can't pay their bills and is now going to have the freedom of 2 years being able to get themselves together. And that's the whole pull yourself up by the bootstraps. And, you know, if you don't have any bootstraps, guess what? 800 people getting ready to have some boots. So I need you guys to get y'all life together. Go Compton. Go Compton. Because, you know, I'm from the West, child, and I know you love the West. So anything about the West Coast, I'm like, what happened? What they do? What's going on? So you guys know that we're going to have another presidential debate. It's going to be on tomorrow. And I just want to forewarn everybody. Just get ready, okay? I need everybody to have their notepads out and ready because this is going to be the last time we're going to be able to hear from both of them in this type of form. And I need you to form that opinion ASAP. I need you, if you don't know who you're voting for yet and you're teeter-tottering, I am hoping that this debate right here gives you clarity on who you want to vote for. So, you guys, tomorrow the debate's coming on. You already know it's going to be on CNN, NBCN. You already know where it's going to be, so make sure you watch it and vote. And the one she say is today, all I want to say is watch your kids. Watch your kids, honey. Watch your kids around Uncle Ray, stepdaddy, the cousin that you ain't seen in a while, but now they want to, you know, babysit you. Watch your kids. That's all I got to say.
Wow.
Uh-oh, did I lose you? Okay. Wait, did I lose?
No, I want to talk about, I was letting you go, girl, because you got the rest of this hour. Want to talk about what's going on in Africa. Do you know anything that's going on about that? The scars?
Wait. You made me talk about something different. Come on, share it, girl. Give me some tea now. I like to sip on some tea, too. Tell me.
Well, no, this is just what's trending now is what's going on in Africa. A lot of rioting is going on right now. Have you heard
protesting.
Anything about that?
Okay, I do know that they're protesting. Yeah, so we definitely have to pray for them, just like they prayed for America while we were out here protesting and marching. People, you know what, Gina? It's sad that people want to control people. People are not letting people be free. not only, of course, in America where it's freedom, but also in other countries. And I commend these people that are standing up for what they believe in and who are out there marching and protesting. Because like Shantae Moore said again, it's not for you right now. This is for your kids. This is for your grandkids. This is for, you know, your great-grandkids, everything that we're doing today. So I definitely want to send prayers over to Africa because they're trying to, they're fighting. And unfortunately, it seems like everywhere is fighting, though, Gina. You know, believe it or not, it's so many protests and so much going on in the world, people. And you got to open your eyes. There's so much more going on than what's happening in your home that we need to be aware of. I did see that. Now, I didn't know of any violence. So if you know of anything different, please tell me. But I did know that they were over there protesting.
Well, I do know that there's so much going on, like you said, especially in our nation. You know that in I think in Pennsylvania or Philly, they've already extended the voter the deadline. So now it's 3 days delayed instead of it being you know, the third. Now we gotta wait 3 more days, and I'm wondering how many more people are going to be, you know, states are going to try to get that, you know, the delay. It's just interesting.
It's crazy. Because I got a ballot from Florida. And so my mom's like, okay, well, did they, you know, did they, what do they call it? Like rerouted? I don't know. I forgot the word I'm looking for. It just went out of my brain. Forward it. She said, did they forward it to you? I said, no. It's a Florida ballot with a Virginia address. You know, so it's some stuff going, hey, you guys got, if you can go in person, I would. If you can go in person, you know, just like this, just like Mildred drove 600 miles round trip to go vote in person, you know, if you can vote in person, I would definitely try to do that because it's just so much.
I vote through the mail. I got my ballot in the mail and I went on and voted in through the mail. And I just took my, I took a copy of my number, my scanning number that scan it with, just so I'll make sure if I need to, you know, to backtrack and say, hey, did my vote count? Did you get this number? Blah, 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 you know, and see. Mm-hmm. But it's such a mess already. I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not really trying to be a Debbie Downer at all, but it's been set out in the atmosphere that this was going to be a mess. It was already spoken in the atmosphere, and you can already see the results of what has already been claimed for months by our president. I'm sorry. You know, yes, he gets the laws changed according to Christian values and things like that, but this is a prideful leader. And this has been a lot of confusion going on and rhetoric about the voting system and all of that already with the post office. Now I've seen people lighting fires in the ballot boxes. It's just a hot mess.
Oh, honey, did you see that? Now all them votes, all that is gone. All that's gone. You don't know if your vote was in there. All that's gone.
Yep. And then we don't know who voted for who. In the river. I don't know what's going on. And then you know, there's going to be people that's going to be not voting just because they don't like neither one of the candidates. It's just already negativity has already been spoken about him not, you know, transitioning when, you know, it's time if he loses.
Now, I do believe that, Gina. Now, I will say I do believe that if he was to, if Biden was to win, I honestly do believe that they're going to have to call the folks. They're going to have to get Rent a Center and everybody else out there.
They're going to have to get the feds to come and get them.
They're going to, I think it's going to take everybody to get Trump up out of that house now, y'all. Let's just keep it real. He ain't going to leave quietly. But I also have another prediction. I feel like he's going to kind of quit a little bit, right? And while he's still in office, I believe that he's going to have his boy Pence get him off. So if he does, because, you know, if he loses, he's going to jail. So I believe that he's going to be like a baby. He's going to quit. Pence is going to be president probably for 2 months. And in them 2 months, he is going to pardon Trump And when it's all said and done, Trump will not be going to prison. So that's something I've been thinking about. Now, I don't know if it's going to come, but it's slick, though. If you can get the homie to get you out of jail, you're going to do that, because that's what he's been doing his whole campaign, is getting his friends out of trouble. So, you know, hey.
Wow.
It's so much, baby. It's just like God. We ain't supposed to understand.
The world, right. The world is watching. That's all I know. The world is watching. We got the pandemic and the politics. And I'm telling you, with the two P's, I don't know.
These two P's,
with the two P's, we need to definitely bring in the third P, which should have been the first P, is prayer. We definitely need to do that.
Come on with these P's, sis. Tell them.
Yeah, we definitely need to do that. Okay, so you got a couple of things going on, Gina. Tell everybody about it. Tell them where they can follow you.
All right, you guys. Really quickly, I have Chit Chat in the Closet, which is my Instagram show that I'll be moving to live stream. So it'll be, StreamYard. So you guys will be able to view it on YouTube and Facebook. That's going to be coming in December. I do have a show on Halloween, just a brunch show at 6 o'clock, because you know when to get dark. I will be in the house on Halloween. So I got a few things coming up. God has just been moving, and I'm just so thankful. And so no matter what's going on, though, you guys, still make sure you take care of your home. I know it's a lot going on, but just make sure you keep your inner circle and your peace and prayer. So that's all I got going on. And find me at Gina G 2 Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2. Funny on Instagram, and T-O-O Funny on Facebook.
I love it. And you know you can go on Dr. Gina's radio chat on Facebook, and you can go on Dr. Gina and follow me. I can't friend you, but you can follow me on Dr. Gina R. Prince on Facebook and Gina R. Prince on Instagram and Gina R. Prince on Twitter. All right, you guys, yes. This has been an amazing show. We had Shante Moore with us, and then we had Timothy with the Trinity for you and me every Wednesday. You guys, she's with us. Comedian Gina G. Check her out on Chit Chat in the Closet and everything she got going on. Check her out. Follow her. And this was just a great show. Thank you, my producer, Doug. You rock, as always. You guys live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Gina.